Jim Lauderdale, a song off his new album, done live on City Billy at FM 89.3 KPCC. The new album has just one collaboration with John Leventhal. All yes. the rest you wrote by yourself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Any rhyme or reason to how that ends up happening?
Well, you'll probably be reading about it. You know, I think this is going to make legal history, folks, when I get through with him. Oh, when my lawyers finish raking him over the coals. No, in all seriousness, he's been busy. He was producing Rodney Crowell and Roseanne Cash. He's getting ready to produce Jennifer Warnes. Uh-huh. He was just real busy. We wrote some stuff about 6 months ago. But this song that's on the record, Don't Trust Me, we wrote that about 3 years ago.
Do you and Dusty like talk? Like sort of try to work out which songs you want to do on the album? Did you do more than the songs that ended up on the record?
You know what happened on this album, because it wasn't for a Nashville label, and it was kind of a unique opportunity to make this record, Jim got inspired, and most of the songs on this album he wrote specifically for this record. They weren't just a bunch of his songs that were sitting around existing as publishing demos, so which kind of gives the album a real focus and a real cohesiveness that I think came through.
Uh-huh. The band you use is guys that you both work with a lot here in Los Angeles for the most part.
And that was part of the concept, too, that I'd always wanted to do with Jim, which was, you know, get Jim in Mad Dog, you know, my studio over in Venice where he's worked at a lot before, and kind of just with the guys that had been on the road with him and just have fun, a real low-pressure, you know, non-commercial type of environment, just go in there and see what came out. And that's what happened. We just had a great time. It was the first time, I think, that we got a Buddy Miller, who's been with Jim quite a while on guitar, Greg Lease and Gerf Morlicks all together in one band, which is something I'd always wanted to do. And we just had a great time doing it.
Mm-hmm. You can tune out loud, Jim, while Dusty and I have a conversation.
Yeah, please.
It's good ambiance. It's like good ambiance noise to hear
it's
someone
tune. It's live radio.
Dusty, with producing an album and playing on it as well, I'm trying to picture if you like record the cut and rush into the sound booth.
I play in the control booth.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
That's exactly what you do, huh?
Right. I'm back there between the speakers, right behind the board, playing.
Yeah, we got a lot of footage on that video I'm talking about that's going to be out, folks. It's
the making of Pretty Close to the Truth.
It's great to see Dusty at work, folks, and there's a lot of candid things of Dusty, and it's just, you gotta see it.
I've got a real talented partner, Michael Dumas, who I'm sure you know, who engineers and produces on his own right very well. And what I do when I'm playing bass and we're doing basics, I have him, he's engineering. So I'm pretty much not worried about the knobs and the faders. I'm just playing. And when you're playing, it's real easy to know whether the take was good, you know whether it felt good or not. Mm-hmm. So it kind of, for me, it simplifies things.
Does it feel a little isolated to not be in the room with the other musicians?
Well, Mad Dog is not much bigger than your studio here. So even though there's glass between us, me and Donald aren't too far apart. And all the guitar players are in the control room, too. You know, everybody's in there except for the drummer. So.
I think it is a little lonely on Dusty when he's having to sit back there in the control booth. It's lonely for me when I'm alone singing the song. Let's face it, it's a pretty lonely business just all the way around.
Is that why country songs sound the way they are?
I guess so. Excuse me, I feel kind of lonesome. Is there a foyer or something I'm going to?
You got a tissue for him?
You could sing another lonely song.
Okay, you know what, Renee? I want to do something. I've never done this song out here in California, and I got a phone call a while back from a guy named Eddie Cunningham, who's a writer, and he and a fella in Nashville named Mike Ward teamed up. There's a fella that used to be in the International Submarine Band. He was in the band along with John Nuys.
That was like Graham Parsons.
Yeah, band, right? And so he had in his possession for years this journal of Graham's. And so they're putting together this project where some people are, you know, writing music to the lyrics and finishing them off and whatnot. So I got this page out of there, and I added on to it and made a song out of it. And so this is for all the Graham Parsons fans out there.